Now, I did trail this earlier in the programme. We will carry on talking about whether we should get these schools open, and I think we should. Marion Saltzman is one of the world's leading trend spotters and has written a report about what we can expect in 2021, and I'm delighted to say she joins me now. Marion, season's greetings to you. What is going to be the main feature for you, the main trend in 2021, which, please tell me, can't be as bad a year as 2020?
Well, I don't think it will be as bad a year, but I think it's going to be a year when we zoom in on all of the bad and all of the good. I think right now we're putting a hyper-focus on absolutely everything. So look, there's many good things, the way people in communities have reached out to help one another. And there's also many, many bad things. One of them is this irrational exuberance we have towards the day when everything's going to be solved without necessarily a recognition that could go the whole way through 21.
What do you think we're getting too excited by the idea of that?
I think that we think that we're going to wake up one sunny morning in April or May and this is all going to be gone and our economies will have recovered, small businesses will be back to work, children will be free to play outside, and I'm not sure that's going to happen on that time frame at all.
That's interesting. And what about how we work, Marion? Because that's been a hugely significant shift in the last year. Many people now working from home. The death potentially of the office, the skyrise offices, maybe in the City of London, Canary Wharf. Do you think that's going to continue to be a feature of the year?
I think that we will never return, in my view, to a five-day work week that is mandated to a desk in a specific location. I think that more than a year will have passed before any of us can return safely day in and day out to a commute on public transport or otherwise, and then a commute up through a complicated elevator ride. And so I think those kinds of offices are going to reinvent. I'm not forecasting the death of an office, but I'm going to say that an office is going to play a very different role in your work life. You will work. An office will be a destination that you'll go to when and because it's necessary on a specific day.
Interesting. Now, what about, I think you've got views on drones. Are they going to become more and more feature of our lives in the years ahead?
Yeah, they are. I think we're going to start to think about drones in the delivery formats. We're going to think about them delivering the things that we need when we need them. Obviously, we've all migrated over towards an e-commerce kind of shopping life. I think we've seen our high streets open and close very quickly. We've seen lots of stores sadly disappear. Mm. And I think what we're going to be doing is deciding what are the goods that we need to buy. And then very frequently, drones are going to be the delivery system.
Which would, of course, be better for the environment and less congestion on the roads.
Better for the environment, less congestion for the roads, and possibly even a speedier delivery.
Yeah. And what about the idea of more localism? I mean, I know in my local high street where I live in North London, it's much busier, Marion, I would say, because fewer people now are going into central London. They don't want to go on tubes. They don't want to go on trains. And they think there'll be crowds there. Although there aren't, because central London is deserted, I've got to tell you.
Look, I spent most of the last 3 years living in Lausanne, Switzerland, in a small village called Lutry. And I saw as COVID crept in, and when I say crept in, it was people were talking about it, and then all of a sudden there was this big shutdown and lockdown. I think as stores reopened in the spring, we gravitated basically to places we could go on foot for a multiplicity of reasons. First of all, we wanted to support our local proprietors. These are our neighbors. We want to keep them in business both because it's good for them and it's also good for us to be able to have that level of convenience. I think secondarily, we understand that for most of the economies, it's small business that's really the backbone. And if we have to bolster something, it's going to be you want to keep the guy up the road. You want to keep his shop open. You want to keep his restaurant open. You want to keep his pub open. Because to keep him open is to keep the local economy at least struggling by, if not ultimately once again returning to thriving.
Absolutely. And what about adulting classes? Are we going to get more of those?
Yes. I mean, I've never seen anything like the kinds of upskilling that's going on in the online world. But I think the people have come to recognize that automation is coming, that many of the jobs that they've heretofore relied upon to provide for their families, those jobs are either reinventing or actually disappearing. And so no matter what age you are, one needs to upskill. Yesterday, I saw a very inspirational piece out of Japan of a woman now in her 80s who in her 50s began to be intrigued with personal computing, and over time has learned to code. And now she's coding games that people in their 70s and 80s can play enjoyably. So I think, well, that's an extreme case. I mean, I myself have taken 4 courses at Johns Hopkins, living in Switzerland. I've commuted to Johns Hopkins in Washington, D.C. or Baltimore to study government, not necessarily because I need a next job, but I felt like I had skills that were just deficient that I needed to complement.
Interesting. That's Marion Saltzman, who is one of the world's leading trend spotters. I wonder if you agree with some of those predictions. Certainly the death of the traditional 9.